News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's turn back to that tragic news of the deaths of a mother and her six-year-old daughter following a car crash near Carn Dunna in County Donegal on Wednesday evening. We're joined by parish priest of Carn Dunna, Father Con McLaughlin. Father, this is an extraordinarily awful tragedy, and there must be, I think you used the term, gut-wrenching grief in the local area.
That's perfectly true, Shane. You know, I suppose words aren't adequate to express how I feel at this moment, and that's a feeling that's shared by the whole community here in Carn Dunna. Now, I wasn't present at the site of the accident because I wasn't called, but as soon as I heard about it, I went straight to A&E and Alton Galvin Hospital in Derry. And the scene that greeted me there was something that, you know, I'll never forget. You spoke earlier about Natalie, the mother, having died, and that's perfectly true. But the scene that greeted me there was that the mother, Natalie, who probably was unresponsive, I think, at that stage, was being prepared for transportation to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. And while I'm not a medical person myself, what seemed to be around her that was a kind of a portable life support machine. And certainly the scene seemed really grim with regard to her chances of survival. But in the next cubicle to her was her little child, one of her little children, Rhea Rose. And that's a scene that I'll never forget either, because the little child had two broken legs. And I think also there may have been pelvic damage as well because the way she was all strapped up.
Yes.
But not alone that, we've discovered since then that there was a bone broken in her neck.
Okay.
And so the little child was drifting in and out of consciousness, you know. And one of the things that I will remember is she would cry when she sort of she began to shake and woke up, and then she put up her little arms, crying as if it were to try and lift her up, you know. And, you know, it really touches your heart when you think about that. And all the sounds next door as people were trying desperately, the staff in the hospital, to try and protect life. It was a scene that I personally will never forget. And then to think also that her other little sister, Ella, was already dead because she died at the scene and was in the morgue in Letterkenny Hospital. Her grandmother, Joanne, was showing me pictures of the two of them because they'd only recently returned from holiday. It was a scene, I think, that none of us will ever forget.
I'm sure. Unfortunately, this is a part of the world that is no stranger to the pain of car crashes. You were making that point yourself
exactly, because one of the thoughts that was going through my mind as we waited for the ambulance then to transport the other little child that the Rhea Rose to Belfast was that this was again something that I had seen before in Donegal, because when I ministered in Buncrana between the years 2003 to 2008, I remember that particular time there was a series of multiple car crashes and nearly everyone was killed in them. And the scene just seemed replicated. And I said to myself, these people, along with many other people in the Neshoan area, their grief will be renewed as they come to terms with the loss now of more people in that particular region.
They will rally around the family, though, I have no doubt about that.
Oh, they will. I mean, at the Mass yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, I mean, beforehand, I spoke to them about our experience and what had actually happened as far as I was concerned at that time, as far as I knew at that time. And yes, there was a kind of an abnormal silence, you know. I think when people are shocked, they fall into a state of silence rather than talking. And the silence was palpable in the church. So we prayed for everyone concerned that somehow or another the Lord will sort of help them to deliver them from this terrible time and situation that they are facing at this time as well. Subsequently, we've got some word also on Natalie's funeral. There'll be a post-mortem this morning. Hopefully, I was speaking to the funeral director. There'll be a post-mortem this morning, they're hoping, in Belfast. And then her remains will be returned to her home in Churchtown in Carn Dunna. And her funeral mass, together with that of our little child Ella will take place on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon is at 1 o'clock in Cairndonagh. That little child Ella, her remains have already come out to her granny's home in Churchtown.
An unspeakable tragedy. Father Con McLaughlin, thank you. Parish Priest of Cairndonagh, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Our thoughts, obviously, of everybody at News Talk, and I know all our listeners go out to the wider family there. As I say, as he said, a gut-wrenching grief and an unspeakable tragedy, Ciara.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.